Blog Talk Radio.
It is Friday, July 23rd, 2021. God bless you, and I hope that everyone has had a good week thus far. And please, I hope you have a better weekend this weekend. Please keep in mind that COVID, the deviant COVID, is rising in states, the nation. So please, please, still keep yourself safe and, you know, do what you have to do to stay safe. I want to say that Denise Giss, she's in rehab. She's doing fine, and she has to be there for a good while and has to do what she needs to do to come home. Amen. Amen. Shirley Willis is doing fine, and her brother. Ayana is doing fine as well. You know, there's a lot of people that have touched me and have been near and dear to my heart. Annetta in Georgia, God bless you. I hope your recovery of your back surgery is good. I pray that God has touched you and put the healing hands on your back. Amen. For my brother and others, may God keep touching them, healing them. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Friday, how can you say the Holy Spirit touches you and reaches you in different ways and facets? And, you know, and I have friends that have been sick, that have had COVID, and have gotten over COVID. And my husband had friends that had COVID. Some have passed away from COVID. But I pray for Evangelist Easter and Pastor Parker and her family, because she's about to be a new grandma. How about that? And I pray for her and her family, and I pray that she's doing well and awesome. My topic today is absolutely no remembrance team, and it says their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. Read it again. Their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. Hebrews 10:17. Amen. Amen. The Lord treats their sins are erased from his memory. What grace! We may rejoice in him without fear that he will be provoked to anger against us because of our iniquities. He puts us among the children. He accepts us as righteous. He takes delight in us as if we were perfectly holy. He even puts us into places of trust and makes us guardians of his honor, trustees of the crown jewels, stewards of the gospel. He counts us worthy. This is the highest and most special proof that he does not remember our sins. Even when we forgive an enemy, We are very slow to trust him. We judge to be imprudent so to do. But the Lord forgets our sins and treat us as if we had never erred. What a promise is this. Believe it. Amen. Amen. Have a wonderful and blessed weekend. And I'm going to continue to pray for those that are sick, those that I hadn't heard from in a while, and those, even those that, you know, I can laugh or I can smile because I have not, no anger in my heart. I have nothing going on with me. God has sustained me, and I trust God, and I'm going to continue to trust him. And I'm going to pray for those come against me or doesn't want like me. It doesn't matter. I know that God loves me. He sustains me. He keeps me. And I'm still standing. And I know I'm his child. And I know I am loved. And know I'm not perfect. But guess what? He's making me perfect. Amen. Amen. Have a blessed and wonderful weekend. Until Monday, God bless you. And may he keep you. And I love you because God first loved you first. Amen.